The Democratic U.S. House candidates agreed in general on several issues, whether it was addressing the high cost of prescription drugs or keeping public lands public. They also worked to stand out in the crowded primary field during their debate last night in Billings. Six Democrats are jockeying to face off against freshman incumbent Greg Gianforte on the general election ballot. While many took political jabs at the Bozeman businessman and President Donald Trump, a few also tried to point out how they're different from the pack. Attorney Jared Pettinato said voters have told him they want representation of Montana values.
Well, I'm the only candidate in the race out of nine, born and raised in Montana. Born and raised in Whitefish, fourth generation, railroading family. My great-grandfather worked for the railroad. My grandfather and my father all worked for the railroad, union people.
He says he was raised on those Montana values. Former State Representative Kathleen Williams of Bozeman said her experience in the Montana House will serve her well in Congress.
It's the same thing. It's hyperpartisan, broken, divisive, inexperienced, and we need proven policymakers that can go there and make a difference.
Grant Keir of Missoula, meanwhile, talked about how he's been able to bridge Montana's urban and rural divide in his work as a land trust director. He said there's a need for leaders who are more interested in mending fences than building walls.
And we need people who are more interested in leading by using unity and compassion, not hatred and division, to lead us through our greatest struggles as a country today.
Keir said he's worked with farmers and ranchers to make sure the federal farm bill works for them. Former State Senator Linda Moss of Billings touted her years of working collaboratively to seek common ground.
I'm not a street fighter. I know a lot of candidates talk about fighting and being strong, but I'm a collaborator.
Moss said she's dismayed by the name-calling and bullying. John Heenan said he doesn't want to collaborate with people who want to destroy public education, hand over public lands, or compromise Social Security or Medicare.
I want to fight like hell the way that I fought for my clients my entire career, stand up to bullies, and protect the hardworking people of Montana on things that they hold dear.
The Billings attorney said he's also fighting to protect Montana's children and grandchildren. The newest candidate in the race is John Meyer of Bozeman, who filed his paperwork in the Democratic primary on the day filing closed. The environmental attorney touted helping Northern Plains Resource Council win its lawsuit against a railroad that wanted to build in southeastern Montana. He said as an avid backcountry skier, mountain biker, and outdoorsman, he'll continue to fight for public lands and the environment.
And there's no way I would ever let any of these fuckers take all of our public land.
Meyer said he would push hard in Congress to protect the Paradise Valley from being mined. And he added he would fight to protect Montana to the maximum extent possible. The six candidates appeared at a debate organized by the MSU Billings Democrats at the Babcock Theater. Montana's primary is June 5th. Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.